This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Sex workers of Reddit, what was the saddest request you have ever received? This was a long time ago, but for an hour of his 90-minute session he just sat there and talked about his ex-wife who hated him. He also asked me if he should stop financially supporting his stepson because he wouldn't stop smoking weed in his house. Then read me some poetry he wrote about his ex-wife. I never saw him again, but he emailed me more of his poetry afterwards. Back when I worked in a dungeon, while there was no penetrative sex or anything that would be classified as sex, no exchange of fluids etc. Still classified as sex work though, one client came in. He was married, all he wanted was for me to put on a wig that matched his wife's hair, wear a certain shade of Lubout in lipstick that he brought me and his wife wore, and a perfume that he also brought and his wife also wore, and then have me compliment him while he told me about his day. He was a client up until his divorce and remarriage. Edit, to answer a few PMs. No, it wasn't his wife's lipstick. It was a new lipstick in her brand and shade. And no, I didn't pay for it myself, as it's $120 lipstick. I have my own cosmetics. But for special requests, they had to bring me unopened cosmetics, for safety reasons. The same applies for the perfume. I go fragrance free unless given a requested fragrance. Same rules with the perfume, for safety reasons it has to be an unopened package. They can take the products back after a session, but the next session they would have to bring me a new unopened package, so most let keep them for a future session. I once had someone who gave me $250 a week to just talk and smoke weed with him. No sex at all. He was very lonely because his wife passed and just wanted female company. One day he broke down during one of our hangouts saying how much he wished his wife was here. I just let him cry while I held him. Probably not the saddest, but it's the most recent one. Guy gave me $300 every 2 weeks just to text him and treat him nicely. No physical contact, no nudes or sexting. Literally just wanted good morning and good night texts, and someone to encourage him as far as work and his hobbies went. In my younger days, I worked at a mail review. I had this woman of about 40 something who would come in fairly regularly. She asked me to a dinner date. I obliged her request, as she was quite attractive. About 5 minutes in, she started bawling, and when I asked what's the matter, she told me I was an exact replica of her son whom she lost to cancer. She proceeded to show me pictures, and TBH the resemblance was uncanny. We chatted over the years since, but in 2018 she passed of cancer. R.I.P. Not one in particular, but I have had a few clients who were severely disabled. Like in the way that they were paralyzed and required mechanical ventilation. It makes me super frustrated and sad for these gents, because they still need a physical touch that isn't a medical necessity. They still have desires and wants, but they are literally trapped because they can't go anywhere on their own, and because of the stigma of sex work, they don't think their family would allow a FSSW to visit. The first client I ever saw asked me to spit in his mouth and tell him I loved him. Afterwards he told me his dad had cancer, and he took out a photo album, and we looked at pictures of his dad's youth. This is a different kind of interaction of similar tone. And I had a phone sex client. It became clear after a few calls that I think his only interactions were online and involved giving money for attention back. I don't know if he had the means to keep this up or not, but he got very weird around the fifth call. Upset I wasn't online as much to talk, wanted to talk all throughout the day, and when he couldn't afford it would try to haggle me lower in price. I told him that this amount isn't healthy for the mind and he should seek therapy. I was diagnosed with PTSD and had wonderful therapy that changed my life around. He got upset at me and blocked me. 2 days later, I wake up to text messages asking me to take him back. He sent photos of the front and back of all of his credit cards to prove he was serious. I felt so bad for him. Not me, but a story told to me from a girl I know who used to be a sex worker. She had a regular client hod come in every week and just wanted to talk, be held or innocent things like that. Never wanted anything sexual. According to her, this wasn't that unusual, as some guys felt guilty about going to a brothel or just wanted fetishes satisfied. But she said this dude was different. From what she pieced together, he had an extremely unhappy home life. It seemed the only happiness he had in life was the hour he spent with this girl. She said one time he booked an appointment, but never showed up, and they never heard from him again. I was the client with the sad request. I'm gay, just to set the stage. Though I'm much more comfortable in my skin, and with my sexuality now, just check my username. Years ago I was a self-esteem mess. I was young, gay, hairy, fat, and felt as though no other gay man on earth would want me. I tried to get dates, only to have guy after guy ghost me when he realized I didn't look like an underwear model. Then, I met Troy online. He was an escort and very open about it. He was beautiful, kind, and instantly I wanted him. I hadn't had sex with another man in almost 3 years, so I was pretty desperate for some action. I negotiated the fee with Troy, booked him for the night about 4 hours, and sent him my address. When he arrived, he was even more beautiful than his pictures. I wanted to frick him right then and there. But, something happened when he took his clothes off. He was standing in my bedroom, naked and ready to party, so to speak, and something in me snapped. I realized that the only way I had to get a hot guy like that to have sex with me was to pay him. I sat down on my bed and started to cry. The body image issues. I was now even more self-conscious to get naked in front of Troy, being that he was practically Adonis in my eyes. The lack of a love life, the self-esteem, the depression. It all coalesced into a miasma of torment and pain. Troy, to his credit, didn't question my sudden change. Instead, he gently undressed me and then laid beside me in bed, his head on my chest and his leg resting on top of mine. For almost an hour, he told me about his life, asked about mine, and even sounded genuinely excited to hear about my master's thesis topic. Whether he meant it or was just a good actor, I'll never know. When his time was up, the time I pre-booked, he didn't leave. Instead, he asked if he could spend the night. We stayed cuddled up like that and talked until dawn. Before he finally did leave, he did give me a hand job. But it didn't feel as though I paid for that, even though I did. This felt more like it was a friend making me feel good, not someone who was obligated. Troy, wherever you are, thank you for being so sweet. I'm a guy who shoots pronoun, so technically a sex worker. I've got some requests of PH users who send me some messages. One guy just wanted me to shoot a girl who would say hi, John. I changed the name. I love you, John. I miss you, John, and so on. I guess this guy has nobody who talks to him. I could go on for days. Can't tell you how many men I've seen on the brink of devastation who just needed a listening ear and a warm touch. People are fragile creatures. Edit, my first award. Just hold me, please. Silent tears ensued. IDK if this counts, but I sell foot pics, and I used to have this one customer who was the nicest guy ever. He was pretty young, only like a couple of years older than me. I'm 20, and overall just super guilty about his kink. He would always pay me really well, and was overly polite. He would pay me extra, and for my pedicures, and never was demanding about anything, which is super rare. We would have long conversations, where I would try to convince him that liking feet was a mild kink and nothing to worry about. He never really got over the guilt though. He came from an extremely Catholic family, so he was super oppressed. Overall nicest customer slash guy I've ever met, would shower me in compliments, and our relationship honestly just felt like a friendship. Not my story, but someone else's that somehow stuck with me. Owner of an escort service who shared a story of a guy who apparently was from a wealthy family, but as a child hardly ever saw his parents. He was raised by an au pair or nanny with beautiful long hair, which he always combed for her as a kid. Into puberty he had got aroused from combing it, she noticed and gave him his first sexual experience. Since then the man always requested girls with long hair and only wanted to comb it, and then get a hand job. Kinda sad thinking about all the parental love he missed, and trying to compensate like this. I'm starting to get an impression that sex work is closer to therapy than just sex. Truth. It's possible to build a reputation and clientele on sexual skills alone, but your ability to make clients feel comfortable and valued is way more important. I have known a lot of sex workers and variations on this often came up when chatting. Mentioned a few times already about people just wanting to be held happens a lot. It's not viewed as sad at all. There are dozens of stories I heard that were sad in different ways, but the two that stand out are about a fairly young Australian guy who got his new friend for the evening back to his room, and when she was checking him in the shower she seen his junk was a disaster zone. She said it was all a swollen lump. He did not want sex. He wanted her to push pencils down his penis. She refused to even touch him, and he started crying. The other story I remember is about a middle-aged European guy who, when he got someone back to his room, would make phone calls during sex. He would call his wife and kids and talk while in the act. He would call at weird times and say he could not sleep and he wanted to hear their voices. He could not do anything until he made a call and started acting the good husband and father. BTW, I was told this story by more than one person. He did it a lot. I received a message from a submissive man asking me to make him my slave. It's not an outlandish request when you're a sex worker involved with kink, but I don't consider myself dominant at all, so I politely declined the request. He replied and tried to bribe me with a tribute, expensive gifts, and it eventually escalated with him saying he'd take his life for me. This man was not a regular or customer I had interacted with before. It caught me off guard. I'd like to think it was just some desperate cry for attention and fulfilling a mistress/slave fantasy, but it really made me uncomfortable. Also, a lot of submissive men who message random women to be their mistress usually have no concern for safety or sanity during scenes. So even if I was interested in taking on that role, it would not have been worth the money or stress. A rabbi, during our sessions, spent most of his time questioning his faith, asking me for my opinion on the proof of God. I don't believe in God. I told him that he needs to be brave and not practice something he does not believe in. He would agree, get a hand job, put on his religious cloths and schedule another appointment where the exact same scenario played out. It felt like the Twilight Zone with him. I had sex with a 23-year-old guy who was younger than me by 3 years, and his wish was to have sex as his last dying wish. He wanted me to make him feel loved, as if he found the right person for him. He never found anyone in his life that could make him feel better, so I had to stand up for him. Damn, he was a good guy, and yet he had cancer. I had a friend in a similar situation. He lost his virginity at the age of 19. Not to a sex worker, but to a lady he knew, roughly his age. Him and all of our friends hung out. He was the one that organized us to hang out once more. He told me about his plans, and I was too naive to know what to do. A few weeks later he took his own life. That was 4 or 5 years ago. I still blame myself for it occasionally. Nicest guy you'd ever meet. My wife is a dancer and the saddest story she told me was about a Syrian, I think refugee. Had been in America for 2 years waiting on paperwork for his family to follow him and immigrate. He felt really guilty for being there, but was really lonely and just wanted a hug/ to be held for human contact. Told her about his family the whole time. This is such a sadly beautiful thread, thanks for the question, and to all those who shared their stories. Really brought a tear to my eye. IDK about sad, but I'm a go-go dancer and I have well before corona a guy who pays me to choke and slap him, like as hard as I can. I left a mark. Another guy likes dancers to piss in an empty beer bottle and bring it to him. He will literally start chugging it before you even walk away. It's so disgusting. I refuse to touch him or do a dance with him, but I'll pee in a bottle for $40. One of the saddest, I guess, is a guy who used to give me $400-500 every night he would come, and not sad because of anything he asked me to do, but because he was a 50-year-old with a wife and no kids who was secretly gay. He would come to the bar and pay me $500 just to sit with him and talk. He was pretty quiet, and he barely even touched me. I don't know why, but I was honestly expecting to read some story about a guy who just lost his wife and didn't want to be alone for a night. Instead, the first thing I see is, guy cried because sex worker didn't want to shove pencils into his dick hole. Man, people are freaky deaky. Not me, but a friend of mine. This happened recently too. We were out drinking, and decided to call two local escorts, and also got a hotel for ourselves with two queen beds. They came knocking on the door shortly after. It was two really young and nice looking girls in their 20s, both blonde. Somehow his escort, or should I say partner, looked a lot like his ex-wife. His ex-wife cheated on him while we were deployed overseas. We are both in the army. He loved her really much, and also because of the alcohol, I guess. He hugged that girl for a long while and cried. I felt bad for him. He was saying, I loved you so much. Why did you do that to me, etc.? He held her in his arms and kept crying and kissing her forehead. He fell asleep after a while. I told her that I'm sorry, that my buddy got emotional, and explained to her the situation. She said it's okay, and she would sleep next to him the whole night, and that we only need to pay for 2-hour fee instead of overnight. The next day morning, my buddy tipped her pretty good and told her to take care of herself. Not gonna lie, I was a stereotypical type when it comes to sex workers, but she really changed my view about it. Like a few replies in this thread, I've done my fair share of counseling with guys who are in relationships / marriages that they absolute hate but can't leave for some reason. I do my best to listen, but try to avoid giving out advice. Always needed to be careful giving advice to guys who I'd just had sex with. Heard stories of escorts who had done that, and the guy has taken as an invitation to leave their wife for the escort. Saddest for me was the guy who was incredibly excited at the thought of bringing me some of his wife's clothes to wear for our next session. She was very much alive. I don't know what the thrill was, but it wasn't for me. Avoided his calls after that. I only do online work, and I sometimes feel sad about the humiliation vid requests I get. There was a guy who wanted me to call him his slave, ask him to put his head in the toilet, do my things, and flush it down. He offered me good money for it, but I couldn't take something like this up. I dated a working dominatrix for a couple of years, and one of her regular customers would lock himself in the bathroom and cry while she pleaded with him to come out. Same routine every time. She'd go to his house, knock on the door, he'd open it, run to the bathroom, lock the door and start crying. When the hour was up, he'd come out, pay her, say thank you very much, and schedule next week's appointment. Always reminded me of the Looney Tunes cartoon with the sheepdog and coyote stamping their time cards before and after a busy day of trying to kill each other. Not a sex worker dancer, and not the craziest story, but I had a guy ask me to hit him with his belt hard af, my shoes, stomp on his genitals and completely berate him. He got like crazy intense each time I would too. His reaction actually scared me sometimes, cause he would get in my face with hella intensity, and I remember thinking, this dude is knock me TF out. He was big. I did it, got paid nicely. And I would love to say I was all about it, but I wasn't. It is just not my thing at all. Edit, if being stripper qualifies me as being a sex worker and I can put my story on here, then good. I was trying to avoid the opposite backlash actually, lol. Giving my story as a stripper and someone being like, you're not a sex worker, it doesn't count. I don't know, I'm just trying to follow the rules of the post, don't be mad at me. Not me, but a friend who cams. A guy met her and asked for a 30-minute video call. She said yes, and they went on Discord, but instead of anything sexual, the guy just asked how her day was and continued to have an honest conversation for an hour. When he said he had to go, he asked how much he owed her, and she refused any payment. Apparently this happens very often, and it's kinda depressing, cause these people are really nice, but are often overweight. Since this sounds like a good topic, did any of you notice an increased demand of your service due to lockdowns in the pandemic? Especially cam girls, since most other interactions would be rather unhealthy and defy the idea of the lockdown. I had a client who was quite wealthy. Our first date went really well, and afterwards we sent each other some memes because they were from one of the topics we've talked about. For 2 months, he booked me every single week for an overnight date, 2,000 euros per date. He also bought me gifts and books he knew I'd enjoy. Anyway, after 6 dates, he wanted to gift me a beautiful ring and told me he loves me. I was really uncomfortable and told him that, while I do enjoy his company, it's still nothing serious and basically just business for both of us. He started crying and told me about how I look and act like his ex-fiancée who killed herself, and he wanted to make himself and me happy. When I told him that I can't and won't replace his dead girlfriend, he cried again and offered me even more money to pretend being her. I didn't accept his offer, went home and blocked his number. I remember when I was a curious kid seeing HBO's Cat House, the series on, and thinking, oh man, that's basically pronoun, and watching an episode because, well, you're a kid assuming it will be sexy. Most definitely not sexy. The episode I watched was some guy paying to just lay down and be held by one of the workers. They spooned, talked, and he gave her a foot massage. Made me feel really bad, even at 13. A guy with severe mobility issues had a house fire that burned his spine and disabled him intellectually, like stroke type brain damage, as well as physically, and bouncers had to help him go to the bathroom. Younger than my father, he wanted conversation because he lost his family in the fire and was just waiting to die, basically, as his hands were scarred and useless. He couldn't work or take up hobbies as his memory and brain function were also impaired. He would start out okay, but start crying and bawling under the absolute burden he knows he is now to society, as he was a successful family man. He always stunk bad and rarely had more than a couple dollars. I always tried talking to him, but he would get upset that I couldn't just stay and talk low energy. I have to make money too, I'm scrounging as is, because I don't think he understood where he was sometimes, until his memory reset and he recalled. He never drank, but never remembered spending his money either. It was like a goldfish. It was heartbreaking. Not one myself, but I know a few. The most interesting thing to me is that they are not all 22-year-old hotties. There are some mature ladies at brothels in Envy who have regular clients who want NSA or massages, and usually a lot of talking slash easy companionship. It is sad to me the huge number of people who are just plain lonely for touch and time. Usually the requests themselves aren't sad, it's the conversations that I have with them. I had a guy buy panties and videos from me and just spoil me. He'd randomly send me Amazon gift cards and money, and at one point even bought me a ring. We also just talked a lot in a non-sexual way. I eventually found out that he was in an unhappy marriage and trying to get the connection that he wasn't getting from his wife. I don't know if he spoiled me because he wanted the feeling of treating a woman, or if he was trying to buy my affections. Ultimately, he told me that he'd talked with his wife and that they were getting a divorce, and thanked me for the role that I unintentionally played in that.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.